The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I saw a list of six things that are going to be hot this fall, and one of them, when I first saw it, it said food trend and it said water. And I was like, hasn't there been a trend since the beginning of time?
Well, to believe it or not, in ancient times, there wasn't a lot of water drank because it wasn't safe.
Oh.
So they drank mead or fermented grape juice. I think we call that wine, but what they considered wine back then. But yeah, this water thing, you know, coconut water started this big, this big phase a long time ago. But yeah, it's interesting. They're talking about chlorophyll water, which they're now touting might clear your skin if you're acne prone.
Chlorophyll
cactus water?
Wow.
Mm-hmm, chlorophyll.
Not chloroform.
Water.
So that's different. Chloroform. That's right before bedtime, Cal. Chloroform water.
I heard that makes you sleepy.
That goes with the fava bean.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly right.
Clarice, yeah. But they're talking about cactus water, which I can understand. There are some edible cacti out there. Birch tree water, that kind of gives a whole new meaning to the story you were just talking about a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then hemp-infused water, which I'm not surprised because of the medicinal properties of CBDs, but...
I could see some of those things, and not just hemp, but some of the others having medicinal purposes. Some of them will be a scam or just, you know, pointless, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just a marketing ploy. But I mean, it all started, you know, how many other, not even in few flavor-infused waters are there now? You have smart water...
Well, we have earth water here, which has all the minerals in it, which is awesome. We love it. And there was a member of the Texas Rangers the other day at the game caught in the dugout chugging down the earth water because you get the extra minerals and vitamins and stuff. So I could see that.
Yeah. And I think with this one, I think they're adding a little flavor to it. You know, probably natural flavor from whatever it's coming from. But, you know, I think the birch tree water is what kind of confused me. You know, baker's tables, the benches that they use to roll dough and things are made of birch wood. And I'm I wonder what the birch water tastes like. If I just go lick one of those benches in the kitchen later
today,
you'll
get a good idea.
The same flavor.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's exact. Or you just pour water on it and drink it right off the bench. You know, if you don't, just make it yourself.
You get the new guy to do that. You know, for you. So, you got to keep your stamina up for the day.
So one of the other things I saw was, you know, everything bagels. Do you like the everything bagel?
Love the everything bagel.
What about just the everything
Absolutely.
Without the bagel?
That's kind of leaves the wanting more.
What does that mean? Is this on like crackers, Patrick? Or
well, they're talking about the everything flavor without necessarily having the bagel. It's interesting that this one came up because I bought a bag of everything bagel with cream cheese potato chips the other day by Lay's. And matter of fact, I'll tweet the photo.
Oh, that sounds
in a few
interesting.
Minutes.
How did that
and
taste?
It was actually really good. And my daughter, she's 16, said, I can actually taste the cream cheese. It's kind of this aftertaste that you get. I'm sure it's a powdered form of the cheese, but they're doing everything now. As a matter of fact, I'll tweet out a recipe. It's not even really bread. It's cauliflower and rice, but you bake them like little mini bagel balls and then you dip them in the seasoning.
Oh, wow. I can see that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Everything seasoning is poppy, sesame, garlic, onion, salt.
It's everything.
It's not
single
thing.
Garlic, salt. Yeah, poppy,
I think it's everything.
Sesame, pretty much everything that goes on a bagel.
See? Everything, Cal. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Except the sweet stuff. No raisins.
Exactly.
No
see, it's not everything.
It's everything except sweet stuff, sure. Well, everyone knows that. Everything's its own flavor. Just get on board. Soups are going to become hot again. And soups, they've really been doing well for a while now, though.
I love me a good bowl of
soup. Love soup.
Yeah, well, the soups, these are different. These come in a container kind of like the juices were.
Oh,
some of the more popular juices when
like
they first
naked
started
juices
out,
type like those.
Correct.
Okay.
And what they have now is they have they're ready to drink cold soups, and they have a ton. I mean, there are three main companies that are doing it. There's Zupa Noma. I don't know where they get these names from. Bonafide Provisions and Mucho Gazpacho. I kind of like that one.
Mucho Gazpacho. Yeah. Now I get like gazpacho. That's cold. The other soups, though, do people heat them up or are they drinking them cold?
Well, you can eat them either way, or drink, you know, hot or cold. But they have them in a container. You can just open the top and drink. Shake it up. Open the top and drink it. Bonafide Provisions, actually, theirs are all bone broth based, and theirs are kind of, you know, new age names: Revitalize, Thrive, Glow. Mucho Gazpacho, Glow. I know they have their original one that's laced with greens, and then they have one with beets, which sounds really good. It's tomatoes, beets, red cabbage, sweet onion, a little sunflower seed oil. What do I have in there? Some olive oil, white wine vinegar, salt, and ginger. That actually sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, you got a little tang going to it there or whatever. Yeah, and I do like the gazpacho cold, so I could see that.
I don't like cold soups. Yeah. Can't do it.
You don't at all?
No, can't do it.
Even gazpacho?
Even gazpacho.
Oh, okay.
I feel like soup needs to be hot.
I used to go and get, there was a place I'd get gazpacho in New York when we go in there, right down near Bryan Park, is it? Right on whatever. Sit in the park and eat gazpacho. That's a good time.
You know, gazpacho is one of my favorite soups. If you roast the vegetables first in the oven and then make gazpacho, let them cool, and then it's really, really good.
But that's not really why you like gazpacho. You like saying gazpacho.
You just like saying gazpacho.
Exactly, that's what it is.
I feel like it should be like after a magic trick. Gazpacho!
Gazpacho! Ta-da! A Taste of Morocco is going to be popular this fall.
Yeah, I think it's been popular for a while. Well, you know, it's the vacation spot to go now.
Morocco is, really?
Apparently. I haven't been recently, but, you know, used to spend a lot of time there with the family.
Spend my fall in Morocco.
So these North African spices are really coming into to play now. And we're talking flavors like cumin, ginger, coriander, cinnamon.
I'm familiar with these.
They're kind of earthy, rich. They're almost they're almost kind of curry-like when you add them all, when you combine them all together. But, yeah, that's becoming a real huge one. I'll tweet out a recipe on some great Moroccan recipes as well. A
couple of other things that are going to be popular this or trends this fall and moving forward, a major fail, tiny treats. So think tiny miniature treats. Things, miniature donuts, miniature eclairs, little dollhouse type bite size.
Just means they ate more of them.
Yeah, and this is kind of something that started with these miniature eclairs. You know, I saw this about 5 or 6 years ago. The mini eclairs you can buy at Costco or Sam's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they have what are they called? The little cream puffs, right? Well, I was up in Colorado recently, up in Fort Collins, and there's a great place. It's actually a franchise, but it's called Peace, Love, and Little Donuts. And they serve these like 4-bite donuts or 3-bite donuts that you can get customized. There's like 50 different things that they can dip them in and top them with. And they have like the peanut lovers, which is like it's got this peanut butter frosting, and it's got crunched up peanuts, and then Butterfinger on top. They're actually pretty good.
I have to 3 or 4-bite donut. That's just called a donut.
Well, it's actually probably okay for me. It's 2 bites.
Okay, because the ones you're talking, what I mean, it's like 3 donuts per bite. In fact, I call them popcorn donuts. Like, you know, popcorn shrimp, popcorn whatever, just popcorn. Because I just take a handful and chuck them down the old gullet there. Yeah. Is that a more visual thing? I mean, it doesn't change the taste all that much. It's more or less just a trendy little visual thing, right?
I think so, and also I think from a consumption standpoint, you're not going to consume less, although it seems like you will. Instead of buying 2 donuts, you're going to buy a dozen. And they're not cheap. I'll tell you, a dozen donuts is like $7 or $8. So, I mean, and you're really getting 4 donuts.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.